A true event that rocked the San Francisco Bay Area happened almost 4 years ago. Oscar Grant was fatally shot by a BART police officer in Oakland, California, a young black man shot in the back by a white transit cop just hours after midnight. A life ended at almost the exact moment a new year began.
Let him go!
Grant's death led to widespread protests and rioting in Oakland, questions over police treatment of blacks in the city, and eventually the conviction of that transit police officer. Oscar Grant's story is told in the film Fruitvale Station, the first feature-length film directed by Ryan Coogler. Oscar Grant's last year became the basis for a very good year for a 27-year-old director. Coogler learned growing up in Oakland never to take any good news for granted, though. He says, because it could all be over in an instant.
Certain groups of people live with that a little more than others. Where I'm from is something that we constantly are thinking about because in the Bay Area, a lot of times young African-American males, you know, we're faced with situations of, you know, gun violence at a higher rate and situations of incarceration at a higher rate. So it's kind of a feeling that you kind of grow up thinking about way too often, that today something might happen where you don't make it home to your loved ones. And in many ways, it influences how we live in ways that are good and ways that are bad, you know. You know, I work in juvenile hall with a lot of kids that live with that reality. And a lot of times they make decisions that aren't judged by immediate gratification because they don't expect to live a long time. It's really interesting, and it's really unfortunate that certain groups of people are living like that. You know?
It's a kind of a tragic wisdom, and it comes through in every one of the performances. I'm wondering, what do you think it was that made people want to live Oscar's story through your film? There was a lot of talk about what's true, what wasn't true, right, how you'd handle the characters. Mm-hmm. In the end, it seems to me the power of the film came from people just wanting to live in his moment outside of news footage. And you gave them an opportunity to do that.
But that's kind of like what the power of art is. That's the power of storytelling. You know, so often, you know, people look at a human being outside of a story context, you know, if it wasn't the news footage, and they would look at somebody and see how they looked and see what kind of demographic they come from, and look for ways that they're dissimilar from them. And through those dissimilarities, they won't allow themselves to connect. You know, they'll be able to turn the page when they see a young person is killed, or turn the page when they see there's been a tragedy and, you know, hundreds of lives have been lost in a country that's far removed from theirs. You know, they see it and they say, oh, man, that sucks, but they're able to keep moving forward. But when something happens to somebody in their immediate circle, to somebody who looks like them, somebody who they can relate to, it's devastating. And the cool thing about storytelling is if a story is told well and told with passion that people can connect to, people will connect to it, regardless of their background, regardless of how different they are from the character. You know, it's something that we as human beings do, and it's been proven, you know, time and time again with different stories. And that's kind of one of the biggest reasons that I got into filmmaking, because it's a way to connect with the human condition.
What was the moment, or there are probably more than one, in the edit room where you put something together, where a scene got assembled, and suddenly you weren't talking to the film anymore. The film was talking to you. And you said, wow, this is working in a way that I never even thought.
Well, that's a great question. I would say it would be the scene between Michael B. Jordan and Melanie Diaz, which was Oscar and Sofina. It was the first scene that we shot on set. It was a really complex scene, and we had to do it first, and I was a little nervous about that. And it was a scene about a really intimate situation between these two really young people who are dealing with one of the greatest responsibilities human beings can have, and that's the responsibility of raising a child, you know. And they're still kids themselves.
Daddy?
What?
She's asking for you.
What's up?
I can't sleep.
Can't sleep? You want to sleep in here with Mommy and Daddy?
You know better than that. What time is it?
When that scene started to click, you know, I felt like I was like, man, maybe we got something that people can connect with. I started to see me and my relationships in that scene, and people that were watching it were saying, you know, the scene is starting to ring true.
What about that scene in front of the fish counter?
the scene in Oscar's job when he encounters the character Katie, and he's interacting with his best friend who's on the other side and who's still employed.
Need help?
Can I get a pound of your, can you show me what your soul looks like?
Yeah. Soul?
Okay. What about your catfish? Can I see that?
Got a cat.
Okay, I want to do like a fish fry. Are these ones good to fry?
It's fish. You can fry all of it.
Right. Just give me a second.
Yeah. So you having a fish fry for New Year's or something?
Well, I'm cooking for a friend tonight before we go to the city, and he loves fried fish, like Southern style. And
Southern? You sound like he's black.
No, he's white, but he knows a lot of black people, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I got myself into.
I mean, what that scene is about is, you know, Oscar proving that he's worth something to somebody. You know what I mean? Proving that he's loved, proving that he's knowledgeable. You know what I mean? He knows what's going on in the store and how to set her up. And proving that he's worth something kind of showed what kind of guy he was and how complex of a character he was, you know.
So will you always think of Oscar's story every New Year?
Yeah, it's kind of unavoidable. You know, every year they'd have the rally at the bar station. And it's something that marked our whole community. You know, in the Bay Area, what we do is we go over to Frisco. You know, we sit out there on Embarcadero and we watch the fireworks shoot out. I mean, some people drive and they sit in traffic, you know, but most people take public transportation. So it's something that is kind of unavoidable to think about.
Having had such an amazing year that you've had this year, what would you advise somebody who's either looking to have great success next year or is looking to take that next step after a great year this year? What would you advise them?
The advice I have for people that are looking to tell a story that matters to them is just that. You know, tell stories that matter to you. Tell stories that mean the world to you, because making independent films is such a difficult process, you know, that you'll need your passion for the subject matter to be your fuel and to not think that your passions are ridiculous. You know, so many times people would tell me that nobody would care about this film. You know, I would talk to industry professionals and a lot of times in meetings people would say, hey, man, nobody, you know, that's kind of a weird thing to be making a movie about. I say, you know, you can change your name. Nobody really knows about Oscar Grant. You can change that name and do anything with it. You don't have to shoot in the Bay Area. You can set that anywhere. You know, people would give me that kind of advice all the time. And because I'm passionate about the subject matter, I kind of stuck to, you know, what I thought would be best for it. So I would always say to people, you know, tell stories about things that you're personally passionate about, you know.
Well, best of luck to you. And congratulations on a great year.
Oh, thanks so very much. Such an honor to be here talking with you. And it's really great.
Well, the honor is ours. Ryan, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Ryan Coogler is the director of the film Fruitvale Station.